the building we had vacated snapped his fingers. The whole damned place fell in. "You bastard," I whispered. "What did you do that for?" "Now there's nobody who knows who we are." "Whose fault was it they did know?" "Chopped off the head of the snake, too. Be so much confusion, we could walk off with the lady's jewelry if we wanted." "Yeah? There would be those who knew we were brought in. They would wonder some if they saw us wandering around. Tell me, oh genius, did you locate the documents I want before you tumbled the place down? If they're in there, you're the gent who's going to dig them out." His face dropped. "Yes, I expected that, because that is my kind of luck, and that is the way One Eye is. He never thinks things through." "We'll worry about Corby first," I said. "Inside." As we pushed through the door, we encountered Case coming to investigate the uproar. Chapter 33 Missing Man. "Hi, fellow," One Eye said, punching a finger into the soldier's chest, pushing him back. "Yeah, it's your old pals." Behind me, Tracker stared across the compound. The collapse of the headquarters building was complete. Fire snapped and crackled inside. Toad Killer Dog loped around the end of the ruin. "Look at that," I punched Goblin's arm. "He's running." I faced Case. "Show us your friend Corby." He did not want to do that. "You don't want to argue. We're not in the mood. Move it or we walk over you." The compound had begun to fill with yammering soldiers. None noticed us. Toad Killer Dog loped up, sniffed Tracker's calves, made a sound deep in his throat. Tracker's face gleamed. We pushed in behind Case. "To Corby," I reminded him. He led us to a room where a single oil lamp illuminated a man on a bed, neatly blanketed. Case turned the lamp up. "Oh, holy shit," I murmured. I plopped my butt on the edge of the bed. "It ain't possible. One Eye." But One Eye was in another universe. He just stood there with his mouth open, like Goblin. Finally, Goblin squeaked, "But he's dead. He died 6 years ago." Corby was the raven who played such a grand part in the company past. The raven who had set Darling on her present course. Even I had been convinced he was dead, and I was by nature suspicious of Raven. He had tried the same stunt before. "Nine lives," One Eye remarked. "Should have suspected when we heard the name Corby," I said. "What?" "It's a joke. His kind. Corby. Crow. Rook. Raven. All pretty much the same thing, right?" He waved it under our noses. Seeing him there illuminated mysteries that had plagued me for years. Now I knew why papers I had salvaged would not come together. He had removed the key pieces before faking his last death. "Even Darling didn't know this time," I mused. The shock had begun to wear off. I found myself reflecting that on several occasions after the letters began arriving, I had skirted the suspicion that he was alive. A raft of questions rose. Darling not knowing. Why not? That did not seem like Raven. But more, why abandon her to our mercy, as he had, when for so long he had tried to keep her away?